It's time now for the Open Bible Hour broadcast with Pastor Jerry Honeycutt of Roan Mountain, Tennessee. And now, Pastor Honeycutt with God's message for today.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Would you join us in prayer? Precious Father, we come to you today thanking you for the goodness of the Lord. Thank you for saving us by your grace. Thank you for giving us the gift of prayer. Now, Father, I pray for my brothers and sisters by the radio today. Lord, you know the tenderness and the need of each heart. God, I pray that you'd speak. Draw your people close to you. Touch that one that may be sick. Lord, that one that may be going through a trial, would you touch them? Lord, even now as we think of a Wednesday, that, Lord, the saints of God will be gathering in the house of the Lord in the little prayer meeting. I pray for our churches. God, I pray for our pastors. I pray for our missionaries. I pray for our evangelists. I pray, God, that your will would be done in each life. Father, help us to be faithful to you. Lord, would you let the Holy Spirit of God just break the word of the Lord, and God, place it in our very inner being, that we just simply stand in the strength of the Lord and in the power of your strength today. And Lord, I pray that souls will be saved, lives will be changed because the gospel is preached. And Father, thank you for the power of the gospel. Lord, may we be faithful to proclaim that Jesus died on the cross, that Jesus rose again the third day, that Jesus is the only Savior, and that we have the Word of God, the eternal truth of the Lord. Father, get glory now, for it's in Jesus' lovely name we ask it. Amen and amen. This is the Open Bible Hour, and this is Brother Jerry Honeycutt. Thank you so much for tuning in, and thank you for being with us today. If you have a copy of God's precious Word, and it is precious, you know, the world doesn't think much about this old Bible. But if you're saved and born again, you know this is one of the most important books in the world. Many of you that may be listening to this broadcast today, maybe a truck driver driving down a road. Maybe a salesman. So maybe a man or a woman that you's raised, you're married, and you got children now. Your lives has changed and got you away from the word of the Lord. But deep down inside, if you've been raised in a little family, in a little community where the truth was preached and the family loved the Lord, deep down inside, you know there's something unique about Christianity and this precious old book. See, we're living in the day that the devil wants to take God's Word completely out of our minds, completely out of our hearts, completely away from even our very being in existence. But there's just one thing about it. God's Word has been settled in heaven. And let me encourage you today if this is Wednesday night, if you're close to where there's a little church where the gospel's being preached, and especially if you're a member of it, get your family together. Go down to the house of the Lord. That would please the Lord. We're opening God's precious Word in the book of 2 John, and it's chapter 1. And we want to come down today to verse number 7. And if you would, I want you to just notice the way that the Lord speaks to our heart. Now, watch the flow of the way this book is written. Verses 1, 2, and 3. How does God instruct our life? Well, the Bible tells us in John that grace and truth came by the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, the law was given to Moses, but that's in the Old Testament. We're not under the law. But grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Why? Because he is God's gift, the incarnate Son of God, Jesus Christ, that came into this world, took upon himself the form of man. God prepared him a body. And can I say to you, he is the incarnate Son of God. And what did he deliver when he came into this world? God's eternal truth. Grace is through Christ. Truth is through Christ. He is our eternal hope. Now, verses 1, 2, and 3 in the little book of 2 John. First of all, when you get saved, you're introduced to eternal truth. Jesus takes his abode inside of us. He is truth. He is grace. He is absolute God. For by grace are you saved through faith. Whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And salvation begins with him. And there truth enters your life. Do you realize that before you got saved, your very life was a lie? You didn't know what truth was? In fact, your spirit inside of you was dead. It did not have any life. But when Jesus came into your heart and into your very being, the Holy Spirit of God birthed life in your very being. Now, because we are in truth, then verse number 4 steps in and says, we can walk in that truth. Before you got saved, you wasn't paying any attention what kind of a life you was living. You did what you wanted to do. But when you get saved and truth is in your life, truth's in your mind, truth is in your heart, that changes your very walk. Now, because we're walking in truth, then yesterday we looked at the scripture that he said the commandment, it's not a new one, it's an old one, because it's eternal truth. And he said that you love one another. And this is love. And this is love that we walk after his commandments. And you walk in it. Walk after it. You follow it. In other words, God's commandments, which is God's words, his instruction. After you get saved, you're walking in truth. And the Lord says, now this is the way you need to live. In other words, why are you not going down to the beer joint? Because the Lord said you can't go there again. Why can't you go down to the gambling place? Because God said, no. All those sins, all of that, God's not leading you to do that. God's not leading you to go down to the bingo parlor, to the gambling parlor. God's not leading you to go down and put your money, try to bet if you're going to win $1 million. No. In other words, that's just not of the Lord. And then he said, that love, we walk in love. What about this love? Love for the family, love for your wife, love for one another. In fact, God changes your love. Now let's watch as it goes on. See, God prepares us. God said to grow in grace and knowledge of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Has there been a time in your life that you stopped growing in the Lord? Well, what happened? Truth didn't change. The leadership of the Spirit of the Lord didn't change. What happened was that possibly you quit listening to God. You quit obeying the Lord. Look at verse number 7. Here's another reason why many times God's people fail the Lord. For many deceivers are entered into the world. Folks, do you realize what a deceptive world we're in? Just look at the government. I mean, just stop and think a moment. All that's going on. The government officials, just how many of them do you really believe is interested in doing right and that you can really believe in? Look at the news media. Can you really believe what they have to say to you? I mean, anymore, I mean, and just bear with me a minute. After all, I see everything that's going on today. I don't trust the news media. Why even bother to listen to them? And then, of course, now, if you listen to television and programs and movie stars, who wants to even listen to the movie stars anymore? They're not interested in truth. No. Hey, they're not interested in the Lord Jesus Christ. And then, of course, our different parties. We've got the pros and the cons, the for and the against, the Republicans, the Democrats, the conservative, the liberals. I want to say this to you. Those that's against God and against all the principles of the Lord, I'm against them. That's just the way you need to live. Many deceivers are entered into the world. Well, where were you at? When God saved you, you walked in truth. You're walking in love. You're walking in, your love is changed. But can I say to you, God didn't take you to heaven. He left you here in this world. He left you here in your body. He left you here, and God said we can, in other words, there's many deceivers. Where? Right here in the world. Now, what is it that a deceiver does? Watch the record of the scriptures in verse 70. These deceivers who confess not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh. This is the deceiver and an antichrist. What is it that man can't believe? That Jesus Christ came in the flesh. Oh, they will take it and say, well, we believe he came as a little baby. And we believe that, in other words, there's some say, well, he's a good teacher. He's a good example. But do you know what the real truth is that the deceivers don't even want you to think about? That Jesus Christ is absolute God and perfect man. He came into this world and he took upon himself the form of man. And what is that? You can't kill God. He has to become a man, and he gave his life, he gave his body, that you might be redeemed. And how precious and wonderful it is. Thank you today for listening.
You have just heard the Open Bible Hour broadcast with Pastor Jerry Honeycutt. If you feel today's message has been a blessing to you, address all correspondence to The Open Bible Hour, Post Office Box 100, Roan Mountain, Tennessee, 37687. That's The Open Bible Hour, Post Office Box 100, Roan Mountain, Tennessee, 37687. Until next time, may God richly bless you.